Welcome to Activate, your next level mindset podcast. I am your host, Coach Paul Ibarra, helping you reframe your mindset and activate your purpose so that you can live your life of freedom. And so what we are going to be talking about today, and this is going to be so freaking awesome, is we're going to be talking about decisions create consistency. Now, I want to know, just from anyone who is coming into this live stream, how many of you have ever had challenges in consistency? And as far as staying consistent in your business, staying consistent in your life, staying consistent with projects, staying consistent in all these different areas of your life. Have you ever been in that situation where consistency was not your best friend? So what is consistency? Consistency is acting or done in the same way over time, especially so as to be fair or accurate. All right. In other words, over and over until your target becomes so clear that you don't even have time to think about it, and precision becomes a lifestyle. And so let me talk to you really quick about consistency. When you begin to start doing things over and over and over, it's almost like working out, right? It's almost like working out and building that muscle, building the momentum. It's building those things in your life that will cause you to be able to create certain things in your life as well. All right. It's unchanging in nature. It's unchanging in standard or effect over time. And in the right environment, it's almost like a tree. A tree in its right environment will continue to bloom. It'll continue to stretch. It'll continue to fall leaves, and it'll continue to sleep every year in wintertime for every season. That's what consistency is for your life. And what it does is it becomes this lifestyle of doing one thing over and over and over and over. Okay. It is totally unchanging. And if I could be totally honest, that's one of the areas in my life that I struggled in and I had challenges in years ago. And even every day when I wake up and I start doing something, it's not as easy as it seems to be, right? I get this all the time. Coach Paul, you're just on the move. You're doing this. You're doing that. Man, you were so consistent. But it takes work, okay? And so when we look at what consistency is, first we have to understand what the consistency is. And again, the third definition of consistency is compatible or in agreement with something. When you are on a mission with someone and you both know what comes next by default, that's when you are compatible with someone else in agreement. Now, have you ever been in a situation, those who are here live or those that are listening on Apple Podcast, have you ever been in a situation of friendship, your marriage, where you're able to complete other people's sentences? Right? You're able to understand that if you're in a situation, you already know what that other person's thinking. You already know what is about to take place. People who rock with me know that if there's something that I see and it looks funny, check it out. I am going to pounce on that and I'm going to just bring something like a strategic target. Right. And so I'm sure you have been in those situations where you're in a friendship. You know exactly what you both are going to do. That's because there has been a consistent relationship in the atmosphere. Right. There has been something that has been consistent. OK. And so I just wanted to acknowledge that to help you to understand that when you are consistent in an area of your life, even with other people, it begins to be this lifestyle and you begin to be compatible with that other person. In that, this is where we have to understand. This is where we got to come to understand that decisions create consistency. consistency to be that friend, consistency in the marriage, consistency in the home, consistency in business, consistency with your clients, consistent in all of those things. So now that we understand what consistency is, let's break down what is a decision. All right. So what is a decision? And I know you're probably thinking, Coach, I know what a decision is. But I love going back to the dictionary. I love going back to the root word, the root verb, the root noun of what a word is. So a decision is a conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. Now, let me pause that. This comes down to your thought process. This comes down to defining the whole reason to do so. Intentionality. So basically, you've probably heard it a lot of times. What is your why? Why are you concluding or having a resolution in this area? Because this is where it's going to totally activate your next level mindset. Okay. This is where that mind shift revolution begins. When you understand that when I make a decision, is it just flying by the seat of my pants? Is it just, well, you know what? It's something before me, so I'm just going to do it. And we do have those decisions to make because of the choices that are in our life. What I mean by that is you're traveling. You have to make a decision between McDonald's or Taco Bell. That's all you have. Those are decisions you're like, well, all right, you know what? I'm just going to choose that. I just need something in my belly. I'm talking about the decisions that you know that are going to change your atmosphere and also change your life. Another definition of decision is a formal judgment. What does that mean? Something that's solidified. That when you make that formal judgment, you're knowing, you know what? I'm going to stand on this and it's a done deal. This podcast, when I began to create it in my mind, I knew there was something coming, but then I said, activation. We need to activate the mindset. Okay, cool. All of these decisions and all these choices came into play and I really started narrowing down, what do I want to speak about? Those who have followed me for the last few years know that I've had two or three different podcasts. And they were kind of, one of them was very intentional. 100 Power Tips to Set You Free podcast. It's all about my book. Coach's Corner kind of went a little bit everywhere. Interviews and then preaching and teaching and all these different things. When I finally got clear to decide that I wanted to be intentional, even if it only reached one person, that's where my focus was going to be, right? The third definition of a decision, an act or process of deciding. Basically what I was just talking about, being methodical and strategic, intentional and or on purpose, okay? Everything has to have a purpose. Certain ingredients for a cake or a pie. Why? Because that's their purpose. Okay. Fourth definition is determination arrived after consideration. And it's so funny that both of those definitions are talking about consideration. Take the time to consider what your next level is going to be. Take the time to consider the different choices. Take the time to consider your decision. Take the time to consider those things that are in your atmosphere. Considering at all costs is imperative. When you look at the costs of everything that you're going to do, that's one of the most important things that you can do. Thinking through the process is priceless. Jesus himself said, count the cost of everything that you're about to do. I'm paraphrasing, right? But count the cost. So now let's talk a little bit about the danger in the process, the consideration, the processing of decisions. Let's talk about that really quick. All right. Let's talk about that. Here is where the danger is at times. You overthink. You overevaluate. You talk yourself out of a decision. Doubt begins to come in because you're overprocessing your decision. You're overprocessing it. You're trying to gain clarity. But when you decide to decide, because that's one of the dangers in processing your thoughts for too long. A person like me, I say it this way. And again, these are all tips that have helped me, right? And I pray that they help you. Is literally honing it down, funneling it down. Who do I want to reach? Who do I want to talk to? How do I want to talk to these people? How am I going to be able to convey my message across without being forceful, right? All of these different things. Is this something that I really want to do? And am I going to dedicate that time? But it was within a day or two that I said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. So how did I do that? I had a full plate and I had to take some things off of my plate, but not only for a day and then put something else in. I took a bunch of stuff off of my plate. I took a bunch of live streams that I was doing with other people, took them off of my plate. I did a lot of changing in my coaching program to clear the clutter, and I let it rest for a while. You know how, like, when you get tea and you put the bag in there, you don't just automatically drink it. There's a word for it. I think it's steed or something. But you allow it to marinate. You allow it to sit for a while. You allow the flavor from the tea. You allow the ingredients that's in the tea conform to the water. You wait a while and then you take that drink. For a few reasons. You want everything, the consistency, man, this is so good. The consistency of the tea to be good, steep. There you go, steep. You want the consistency of the tea to be good. Plus, you don't want to burn your mouth. It's the same with your decisions. You're looking at it going, okay, how is this going to affect me? And how is it going to affect others? Is it going to affect people in a good way? Or is it going to affect people in a bad way? Is it going to affect me in a bad way? And this is where decisions, along with consistency, are imperative. All right. So going on to the next point. What helps you in your decision making? Accountability. Now, you may ask why or feel that you have everything under wraps, right? But here's where your decision-making becomes a reality for your life. Accountability, right? Accountability. This is where the accountability comes into play, not for somebody to tell you what to do. No. As a coach, I rarely tell people, here's what you need to do. But 90% of the time, what do you want to do? What do you feel in your heart that you need to do? Well, I think I need to do this. Okay, try it. Let's see how that works. And then when it's inconsistent, then it's like, okay, now we got to narrow this thing down. How do we do so? What do we do in these areas? How do we fix this area, right? And so in that, accountability is totally key, and it helps you create your decisions. Okay, so what does accountability do for you? Here's what it does for you. I'm so glad that you asked. It keeps you committed. It keeps you committed to the process. It keeps you committed to your decision. It keeps you committed to life. It keeps you on track. Accountability will keep you on track. And why does it keep you on track? And why does it keep you committed? Because it keeps you focused on your goals. Now, I'm going to do a broadcast probably next few episodes about goal setting and the importance of understanding that the journey is more important than the end result. Okay. But it keeps you focused on your goals. It keeps you focused on that journey. Okay. So in that, when you look at the word commitment, what does commitment do for you? Here's what it does for you. Commitment will get you through your process. Because when you decide to decide, that means you're committed to the one thing. Too many times I see it, and I've done it, where I'm committed to 15 different things. And guess what? Spiritual burnout. Once you're burnt out and you have no energy to do anything else, guess what? Now it's spiritual paralysis. Why? Because here's where the spiritual paralysis sets in. I've done all that before. I'm not going to do it again. And it's actually blocking you from your blessing. It's blocking other people from their blessing because people are watching you every day. And that spiritual paralysis is deadly. It's so deadly. And this is where I had to understand that in that, I had to change some things. I had to really, truly decide to decide. So I'm so glad that this is resonating with you. Okay. What else does commitment do for you? It gets you in momentum. It gets you in momentum. It gets you moving. It gets you doing something step by step. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you eat a huge burrito? One bite at a time, right? It's a step process, but it gets you in the momentum. It's like a train, the old school steam trains, right? Coal and all of that. I don't know how all of those work, but when those wheels begin to start chugging, they start chugging very slowly. They start moving with huge amount of power. I'm talking a huge amount of power. So when you start something, you are starting with a mindset of, I've really got to push through these thoughts. I've really got to push through this doubt. I've really got to push through the naysayers. I've really got to push through those things. Matter of fact, I've got to put blinders on my eyes. Those who know horse racing, those blinders that are on the eyes of the horse, guess what that does? It keeps them focused. It keeps them narrow-minded on one thing. And so when you're pushing through these things, instead of you just going fast, you've got to gain that momentum. You've got to get in motion. You've got to push past, and you got to use all of your energy to block all of the stuff out in order for those wheels to start churning and turning and starting to gain traction. Once you start gaining traction, here's where most people lose it. I don't see any traction. I don't see any people coming to my lives. I've got 3 people live right now. It doesn't stop me because I'm going to minister to the one person. But as I continue to do these things, and this is why I'm not being arrogant, but this is why my following is consistent, because I've been doing live streams since 2015, baby. Different live streams, different places, same platform. Why? Because of the consistency. Even when I wasn't trying to be consistent, I said, I know that I have to do this. It wasn't even my goal to be consistent. I know that I have to pour into people. I know that God has called me to do something. So it was slowly taking off. And then once you get going, that momentum will get you through your journey. It will get you through your journey. That train ride will get you to your destination. The start line is always slower than the finish. Ooh, this is so good. Your starting line will always start slower than your finish. And this is where people fall off. So understanding that your decisions create consistency will totally give you a mind shift revolution. This is where I want to activate your new level mindset. To get to the place of activation, even if you're in motion, it's okay to pause for a minute, release some of your energy, and say, where am I falling short? What do I need to do this season so that I can gain traction again and not overuse all of my energy? Remember, consistency, commitment, decisions all go hand in hand. Every bit of them go hand in hand. Now, you can be consistently in a negative, or you can be consistent in positive, right? You can be doing something consistent and it's a bad habit. Whole different broadcast, whole different podcast, whole different topic. So all of this wrapped up, all of what I've just been talking about, all right, comes down to accountability will free you. It liberates you to understand that someone is cheering you on and inspired you as well. When I stay accountable to you, you are accountable to me. Some of you in this chat stream are my clients, right? I work with you. I'm accountable to you as your coach. You're accountable to me as the client. When we come together, watch this. The accountability freedom allows you and me to feel confident in making a sound decision based off the choices that are in front of us. We have choices. And from those choices is where we make a decision. And accountability keeps us with the target in mind. When I work with you, whether it's on this live stream or personally, right? When I know what your target is and you know what my target is for you and for me as your coach and as your friend, now we can work together as that train. There's two cogs that are moving at the same time. We're both heading in the right direction. But when you have one that's doing this and one's real slow, it's going to be tough on the one compared to the other. I want you to understand something. This just dropped in my spirit that I've been saying for years that I learned years ago. Never do more than the other person. I saw this post yesterday on Facebook that said, your want should be great for yourself, but it should also be for others. I don't agree with that 100%. And here's why. If I want something more than you for your life, I'm focusing all my energy on something that you don't even want. You have to want it, right? You have to want it. Because if you don't want it, what's the purpose of me wanting it for you? And I'm sitting there going, I want this for you. I want this for you. I want this for you. I never do more than my clients. I show up with exactly what I know that I need to do. And I listen and I say, okay, well, let's work on this. What are you doing here? But then also acknowledge, and then tell you the truth, right? So it keeps us targeted and focused on the one thing. The next thing that I want to talk on is, so how does all this tie into the topic, decisions create consistency? I'm so glad that you asked. When you are feeling confident in your process, in your accountability, and you have gained the right momentum, your decisions become so much clearer. When you decide to decide, your decisions are no longer based out of pleasing someone else. Come on, somebody. They are based on creating the right boundaries for you and for your life. This also affects your business, your home, your ministry, and your relationship with God. And when you decide on one thing and have processed the ins and outs of those choices and they work in your favor, you see, they have to work for you. It has to be something that's in your lane. If you are a seamstress and that's your number one focus, and I tell you to go lay concrete, you can learn how to do that, but you're not going to be good at it. Why? Because your main focus is being a seamstress. Now, I'm not saying that you can't be good at that, but is it something that is going to be long term? I want you to focus on longevity. I want you to focus on purpose. I want you to focus on activating your mindset to stay focused on what's at hand, right? So again, when you decide on a thing and have processed the ins and outs, remember, you gotta check all the boxes. However, don't get stagnant. of these choices and they work in your favor, then you are in the consistency arena. And when you meet your decisions and consistency, guess what happens? You win. So as we carry on, all right. Oh, this is so good. Listen, this life is all about what you do with it. That's it. Choices are in front of us every single day. These choices can either fill us up or deflate us. It's all about where you want to be in life. A few questions. Where are you focusing all your energy at? Where's your mindset today? Where's the focus? If you could really, truly rate your mindset today, this morning, at 7:30 a.m. Mountain Time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern, and 6:30 a.m. Pacific. If you could rate your mindset right now, and this is why I love doing broadcasts early in the morning, because it gets your mind activated. Where's your mindset from a 0 to 10? Where is it today? Because if it's a 4, here's the clue to understand how to get it from a 4 to a 6. I'm not asking you to go from a 4 to a 10. If you're at a 4, let's just get it to 6. And if you're at a 6, let's get it to 7. If you're at a 7, then let's get it to 8, right? Here's what you have to do. Are you ready? Because this is going to be really deep. So grab your pen and paper, grab your notebooks, grab your coffee, grab your stuff. This is going to be so over spiritual that it's going to rock your world. Are you ready? Let me know that you're ready. Those that are on Apple Podcasts, let me know that you're ready. I can't see you, but that's okay. I always got to bring humor in it, right? Y'all ready? Y'all ready for this? Like the DOC said, right? Think about what you're thinking about. Deep, right? No, I keep it simple. Think about what you're thinking about whenever your efforts are low. Think about what you're thinking about, right? Think about what you're thinking about, because when you begin to start thinking about it, that's when everything will start to change in your life. Everything. It's all about where you want to be in life. And most importantly, God has granted you free will to make decisions out of the choices that are in front of you daily. You want proof of that? Cool. Here's the proof. Deuteronomy 30, verse 15 through 20. Choose you this day. Matter of fact, should I read it? Okay, here I go. Verse 15 says, "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you," watch this, "that you may live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess." Now, what am I getting at right now? Too many times, because I was this person, I'm praying, but I don't see the harvest. I'm praying, "Lord, show me what's next." I'm praying, "God, you showed me something 3 years ago, and I still don't see it coming to fruition. Have I done anything? Have I put my foot to the floor? Have I put my hand to the plow? Am I so inconsistent that I'm making false decisions? Am I starting a project and then saying, well, no one's liking my post. I could care less about likes and follows. I care about impact. And so should you. Have you been in that situation where inconsistency is your pattern? Look at what God is saying. "And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess," which you go to possess. Now watch this. "But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Watch this. Therefore, choose life. Now watch this, that both you and your descendants may what? Live. That you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. We are descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why? Because we are grafted in to Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, you have the power. You have the power. Life is all about what you do with it. Every decision that you make is about you. When you create a great formula to make decisions, your consistency will be on point. When you are consistent in a thing, your decisions are more clear. When you are clear on your decisions, your consistency is stronger. They both work hand in hand. Every single one of these, both of these concepts work hand in hand. They mesh together. Remember, the train, both wheels are chugging. They're both working together, decisions with consistency. But here's where the disconnect is. You want to know what the disconnect is? Let me know if you want to know, because if you don't want to know, I won't let you know. I'm going to tell you anyway. The issues that you have inside, the abuse, the thoughts, the dialogue, the fist to the face, the emotional bliss, the childhood, the marriage, the stuff. But can I tell you something that's going to really, truly change your life? You're responsible for the moment after something happened to you. It's truth. You are responsible for changing your life the moment after that abuse happened to you, after that emotional bliss, after all of that happened to you. And I'm not negating from what happened to you, because I'm not negating what happened to me. But I was responsible, and I became responsible for everything that happened to me. I was responsible after that. It wasn't my fault that it happened to me, but it's my fault if I don't change what happened to me after the fact. Take it from somebody who lived a life of bitterness for 17 years, from 12 years old till, I can't do the math that fast, but for 17, 18 years is when I finally decided to say, you know what? Something's got to be different. Something definitely has to change. Why does this keep happening to me? Remember, we talked about that yesterday. All of my broadcasts are building from one to another. Every single one of them. That's how my book is. It builds from one to the next. Why is this happening to me? Are you in three different circles that those circles don't even know the other circles, and you have the same situation happening? Guess who's the problem? It's not the circles. It's not the jobs. Your geographical change won't change you. It won't. It can help. But I was that person that moved from place to place to place to place to place until I found rest. And that place of rest was Texas. Colorado was a decision my wife and I made together. Hey, let's go be closer to our son. Now, has there been some change that has happened? Absolutely. Some blessings? Absolutely. But when I finally landed somewhere and stayed there for more than 3 years, that's when everything changed in my life. Do you want that change for your life? Do you want that liberation, that freedom? There's a few steps that have to take place. Literally, submit to God. Number two, find an accountability partner, a coach, somebody, a pastor, a counselor. And number three, get in motion. Stop sitting and waiting for something to happen. Make a decision so that God can bless it, so that you can be consistent. All righty, my friend, and thank you so much for joining in to Activate Your Next Level Mindset podcast. If you are ready to take everything in your life to the next level and catch these episodes live, then go to facebook.com/Coach Paul Ibarra so that you can engage with the rest of the community Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 a.m. Mountain so that you can totally get the whole effect of this podcast. All right. And you can also visit my website, lifecoachpaul.com. And with that being said, we will catch you on the next podcast. Be blessed.